Welcome back to Healing is My Hobby, and welcome to our Therapy is My Cardio segment, where emotional work becomes a workout and healing becomes a movement. We move our minds and nervous systems the way we would our bodies. And just like physical exercise, emotional fitness works best when we warm up, do the work, and then cool down. As you know, we are focusing on anxiety this month, and today's workout is all about one of anxiety's favorite habits, pulling us into the future with what-if thinking. Before we change anything, we want to warm up by noticing. Ask yourself, are my thoughts in the present moment or in the future? Am I trying to solve something that hasn't happened yet? Anxiety loves to ask, what if something goes wrong? What if I can't handle it? What if this never gets better? Take a breath in. And as you exhale, remind yourself, I'm noticing future thinking. Not fixing it, not judging it, just noticing. That awareness alone is a powerful warm-up. We want to get into our workout, and we want to begin to pull back from the what if. Anxiety puts us in prediction mode, not danger mode. Say quietly, my brain is predicting, not protecting me from something happening right now. This helps separate thoughts from threats. To interrupt future thinking, we bring the body into the present. Place one hand on your chest and one hand on your belly. Ask yourself, what is happening right now, physically, in this moment? Notice your breath. The temperature of the room. Your body being supported by the chair or the floor. Right now, in this moment, ask, am I safe enough right now? Not forever, not tomorrow, just right now. Now, gently reframe the anxious question. Instead of, what if bad things happen? Try, what is actually happening right now? Or, what do I know for sure in this moment? We're not dismissing the fear, we're grounding it. Anxiety wants certainty, and we offer presence instead. Anxiety often tells us, I won't be able to handle it. So we counter that with the truth. Say to yourself, I have handled hard things before. I don't need to solve everything today. I can meet this one step at a time. Let's take in a slow breath for the count of four. One, two, three, four, and out for a count of six, two, three, four, five, six. Longer exhales calm the nervous system and pull us out of urgency. To cool down, we intentionally release the future, just for now. Imagine placing your worries on a shelf. You're not throwing them away. You're just saying, not right now. Quietly repeat, I am here. I am allowed to be in this moment. This moment is enough. Take one final breath. Notice any shift, physical or emotional, even if it's subtle. That's your nervous system learning a new pattern. Future thinking is not a failure. It's a habit, and habits can be gently retrained. Every time you notice a what if, and return to what is, you are strengthening your emotional core. Before we end today, I want to give you a preview of what's next in the Healing Lab. I'll be exploring a few non-clinical tools that are often recommended for anxiety: herbal teas, tapping, and Tai Chi. And I'll be sharing what actually feels regulating, what feels neutral, and what might not be for everyone. Because healing is personal, and curiosity matters. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to stay connected between episodes, I encourage you to follow my Instagram or YouTube at Healing Is My Hobby. If you want to sign up for the newsletter, I have a great grounding menu to help reduce anxiety. It is a free download when you sign up for my newsletter, and you can sign up at jessicacolarcolcsw.com. And if you want to find out more about my clinical practice, you can also follow me on Instagram at jessicacolarcolcsw. Until next time, have a great day.